Good day, everyone. Thank you for waiting. Welcome to the conference call of Unicasa Indústria de Móveis S.A. to discuss first quarter 2026 earnings results. For those who need simultaneous interpreting, we have this tool available on the platform. To access, you simply need to click on the interpretation button using the globe icon at the bottom of the screen and choose your preferred language, Portuguese or English. For those listening to the conference call in English, you may want to click on Mute Original Audio to hear only the interpreter. We inform you that this conference call is being recorded and can be accessed at the company's IR website, ri.unicasamoveis.com.br, where you'll find the full package of our financial disclosure. You can also download the presentation from the chat icon, including the one in English. During the presentation by the company, all participants will be in listen-only mode. Subsequently, we will have a Q&A session. To ask questions, click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of your screen and type in your question to get in line. We recommend that you ask all your questions at once. We emphasize that the information contained in this presentation and forward-looking statements that might be made during the conference call relating to Unicasa's business outlook, projections, and operating and financial targets are based on the beliefs and assumptions of the company's management, as well as on information currently available. Forward-looking statements are not a guarantee of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions as they refer to future events, and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, market conditions, and other operating factors may affect the company's future performance and lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Today we have with us Mr. Guilherme Possebon de Oliveira, Investor Relations Officer. Now I will turn the floor to Mr. Oliveira to start the presentation. Good afternoon. Let's start on slide 4, where we can see that the company's consolidated revenue declined by 5%, primarily due to the performance of multi-brand stores in the export segment. In exports, the decline stems mainly from the North American market, which saw lower than expected sales and deliveries, a trend also observed in our company-owned stores in the United States. In terms of sellout, we saw growth in the domestic market, driven by the initiatives we implemented throughout the year of 2025. As for our company-owned stores in the United States, we saw a 92% increase in sell-out sales, even after accounting for the closure of the Orlando store. The multi-brand segment, in turn, has been affected by tight credit conditions in the market, reflecting interest rates, which are high, and household high levels of debt. In the exclusive stores segment, revenue remained at the same level, the highlight here being a 3.6% growth in same-store sales. Moving on to slide 5. Here we have the executive summary for the quarter, where we can see that our gross margin decreased by 2.8 percentage points, mainly due to a lower revenue base to dilute fixed costs, also due to increased depreciation and severance costs for approximately 10% of our direct labor incurred at the end of the quarter in operating expenses. There are three main factors at play here: contingency expenses to serve customers, personnel expenses due to the collective bargaining agreement for the period, and an increase in marketing staff for dealer support areas, which was offset by reductions in consulting and downsizing of the new business division, as well as lower U.S. operating expenses due primarily to a reduction in headcount following the closure of the Orlando store. Thus, we ended the quarter with an operating loss of 9.8 million BRLs. As regards cash on slide six, the company's operating activities generated 8.3 million BRL, while debt service consumed 5.1 million and capital expenditures totaled 7.1 million. With that, we would like to thank our shareholders, dealers, employees, suppliers, and other stakeholders for another quarter delivered. I'll turn the floor over to the operator to begin the Q&A session. Thank you very much. We will now start the Q&A session. Let me remind you that in order to ask questions, you must click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of the screen and type in your question to join the queue. We kindly ask you that all questions be asked at once. Please hold as we collect the questions. As a reminder, if you want to ask a question, you should click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of your screen and type in your question to get in line. Again, please wait as we collect any questions. Let's have our first question asked by Mr. Jaime. He writes, "Management mentioned that many deliveries were postponed by customers in the first quarter of 2026. What is the expectation for the reversal of these postponements in the second quarter? And how is this expected to impact revenue recognition in the coming months?" Good afternoon. It's kind of difficult to precise whether we are going to be able to, or whether the dealers will be able to reverse this and have these deliveries, because this is a variable which is controlled by the customers. So I cannot give you any concrete expectation that we will reverse these postponements and carry out these deliveries in Q2. Now, having said that, there is a three-month horizon, so there is a possibility that most of these deliveries will be made. However, I cannot really precise that this will mean a revenue recognition increase in Q2, because in Q2, other postponements may happen. I mentioned that in Q1, this happened a lot. These postponements happened a lot, and I cannot really tell whether this will continue, if this trend will continue in Q2. We will have to wait to verify the possibility of revenue recognition of these postponements or not. Thank you very much. Again, as a reminder, if you want to ask a question, click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of your screen and type in your question to get in the queue. Please wait as we collect more questions. Again, as a reminder, if you want to ask a question, you must click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of the screen and type in your question to get in line. Please hold as we collect more questions. Our next question is from Mr. Marcelo. He says, with a significant increase in the net debt to EBITDA ratio, what is the debt limit that management considers safe for the coming quarters? Good afternoon, Marcelo. As regards the company's debt, the big engine explaining the increase in the net debt to EBITDA ratio was the loss we sustained in the quarter, not necessarily an increase in the debt level. The debt level remained at the same level as the past quarter. We haven't got any target ratio. What we understand is that at the moment, we took on the necessary debt that we thought was needed for the company. And I am convinced that the company's cash generation is healthy to service the debt. In the earnings release, in cash flow, we generated about 8 million BRL in cash in the quarter, despite the net loss that we recorded in the quarter. So I understand that the current situation will not prevent the company from servicing the debts that we took. Thank you very much. Again, as a reminder, if you want to ask a question, you should click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of your screen and type in your name to get in line. Please wait as we collect more questions. If you want to ask a question, please click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of the screen and type in your question to get in line. Please hold as we collect more questions. Our next question was asked by Anna. You mentioned that sell-out was good in this quarter. Could you explain the performance of the company vis-à-vis the company's competitors? Hello, Anna. Good afternoon. As regards our competition, we have an interpretation, but it's not an official interpretation. These are not audited data, mind you. But based on the information we got, I believe that we are in a better position than our competitors. The first quarter was very challenging in terms of sell-out and the sell-out sales that we did have in the first quarter was the result of considerable work and everything we did during the year of 2025 in terms of product analysis, price positioning. So in Q4 of 2025, we made many changes to our products, and this is what gave us some fruits in Q1, and we expect that this will continue as well to drive our performance during the year of 2026. Thank you. As a reminder, if you want to ask a question, click on the Q&A icon and type in your question to get in line. Please hold as we collect more questions. Next question from Vanessa. She asks, when can we expect that this sell-out performance will translate into revenue at the plant, at the manufacturing facility? Thank you, Vanessa. Conversion of sell-out into revenue here at the factory, it has a number of steps. So it starts with the consumer signing the contract. After they sign the contract, which is the moment when we analyze the sellout performance of the stores. And after that, there is a step of measurement of the apartment, the environment. And during that measurement step, or that step varies a lot. It really depends on delivery, whether the building is erected already or not. And then we have to match all the measurements with the project. Only then do we get the order at the factory. So this takes some time. It ranges from 4 to 6 months. Now, of course, I'm talking about an average timeline. Some sales happen before that, some sales happen after that. So we cannot really say that the sellout performance in Q1 will be fully reflected in the end of Q3 and beginning of Q4. That's kind of an average calculation. Thank you. As you already know, if you want to ask a question, click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of the screen and type in your question to get in line. Please wait as we collect more questions. As a reminder, if you want to ask a question, click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of your screen and type in your question to get in line. Please wait as we collect more questions. The Q&A session is now closed. We would now like to hand over the floor to the company's closing statements. I would like to thank all of you for joining us. For additional information, please contact our Investor Relations Department. Thank you for joining us for this call and have a great day. The earnings conference call for the first quarter of 2026 of Unicasa is now closed. Thank you very much to all participants and have an excellent rest of the day.